CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning. It's Sunday the 15th of May 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Celebrate the ITU's founding. Monday sees new satellite. RSGB thanks for peak contacts. The International Telecommunications Union will mark the anniversary of its founding on the 17th of May. The ITU was established on that day in 1865. The theme of the 2016 World Telecommunication and Information Society Day will be Information and Communication Technology Entrepreneurship for Social Impact. In conjunction with World Telecommunications and Information Society Day, radio amateurs in Australia will be permitted to use the prefix AX on the 17th. The slow-scan television CubeSat STM-SAT-1 is planned to deploy from the International Space Station on the 16th of May between 1400 and 1500 UTC. It's thought to be the first amateur satellite to be built by elementary school students who are aged between 5 and 10 years old. It's expected to transmit using the Robot 36 SSTV mode on 437.8 MHz. Further information, http://amsat-uk.org. The final ARIS school contact of the Principia mission took place on the 9th of May. It was between King's School, GB1 OSM, and Ottery in Ottery St Mary's, Devon, and Tim Peake GB1 SS on the ISS. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who's worked so hard to plan and to support all the 10 contacts that have taken place since January. An initial meeting of those interested in broadband hamnet, a system of digital communications on the amateur microwave bands, will be held on the 22nd of May at Crawley Amateur Radio Club. The organisers hope to attract attendees from across the country. There'll be presentations, demonstrations and open discussions. Please contact Ted G4ELM via email to bbhn.event.2016@gmail.com to receive a copy of the agenda and to let him know if you plan to attend. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available for free PDF download from tinyurl.com/ZH figures 65 RB figure 9. This edition features news on the latest 5 MHz allocations, a provisional band plan from IARU Region 1, and a cartoon that might bring back a few memories. The booklet Ethics and Operating Procedures for the Radio Amateur by John ON4UN and Mark ON4WW describes the best standards of operating on the amateur bands. Over the last 8 years, it's been translated into most major languages. The booklet can be found at www.hamradio-operating-ethics.com and also on the RSGB website. The IARU has now become the custodian of the booklet and will adapt and update it to make sure it remains relevant and current. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 15th, Lambfest takes place at Elliscar Heritage Centre, Wath Road, Elliscar, Barnsley, S748HJ. Doors open for traders at 7 a.m, public access at 10 a.m, and admission £2. All monies raised will be donated to the Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Further details from Ian M0IOD on 0191 604 0255. The Dayton Hamvention takes place between 20th and the 22nd of May at the Hara Arena, Dayton, in Ohio, in the USA. See www.hamvention.org for more information. On the 21st of May, the Rochdale and District ARS Summer Flea Market indoor sale takes place at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR, doors open 11 a.m, with disabled visitors gaining access at 10:45. The rally finishes around 3 p.m. Entry £2.50, with those under 12 free. Further details from Dave G3RIK, 01706 633 400. On the 22nd, the Black Country Radio Rally Mark II will be held in the Portway Lifestyle Centre, Newbury Lane, Oldbury West Mids, B691HE. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £2. Raffle will be drawn at 2 p.m. Also on the 22nd, the 33rd Dunstable Downs Radio Club Amateur Annual Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale takes place at Stockwood Park, Luton. Details www.ddrcbootsale.org. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to see appearing in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. A group of Australian operators will operate from Norfolk Island, OC005, using the call sign VK9NT from the 20th to the 31st of May. They plan to be active on all bands from 10 to 160 metres using CWSSB and RTTY, QSL manager VK2CA. Aaron VA1AXC will remain on the air from Sable Island, NA063, a CY1 stroke call sign. Find him on 20 metres SSB. QSL information is direct to JE1LET. Janio PY4NY is operating from Fernando de Noronha, SA003, until the 23rd of May, using his PY0NY call sign on the 10 to 80 metre bands using CWSSB and PSK. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Rowley ZL1BQD is on the air as H44RR from Oniara, IOTA OC047, and then Munda, IOTA OC149, until the 25th of May. Activities on HF bands using JT65, possibly including 160 metres using CW as well. QSL director home call. GET DL7VOG is on the air as J68GU from St Lucia, NA108, until the 22nd of May. Activity 80 to 60 metre bands using CW, RTTY and PSK. QSL to his home call. The European Collins Collector Association put the station TM5CR on air every Thursday on 14.263 MHz at 3 p.m. and on 7.165 MHz on Saturdays at 11 a.m, both local time in Paris. Visitors are welcome to join the nets. Now for special event news. Today the 15th, Coventry ARS will operate GB8OMB from the Old Mill at Baggington near Coventry, Fort Mills on the air. Cambridge and District ARC will operate GB0CMW from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 15th from Cattell's Windmill, Mill Road, Willingham, CB245UU. Grey Valley Radio Society will be putting GB6MW on the air from Mepham Windmill, Rootham Road, Mepham in Kent, DA130QA, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. today. Leicester Radio Society will operate GB2WWM from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, the 15th, from Wimmenden Windmill, Butt Lane, Wimmenden, LE142BU. To celebrate the World Telecommunications Day on the 17th of May, the special event station HJ1ITU will be on the air from Honshu Island in Japan. Activity continues to the 31st. Contest news now. The first of the year's VHF CW Championship events take place today, the 15th. 70 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. The Worked All Britain 7 Megs phone contest takes place today, the 15th, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 5th of June. Full details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the CW leg of the 80 metre club championships runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 21st and 22nd, the 144 megs May contest runs for 24 hours from 1400 to 1400 UTC, using all modes the exchange's signal report serial number, locator and postcode. On Sunday the 22nd, the first 144 Megs Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The solar flux index hovered teasingly just below 90 this week, trying to make us believe that we're not heading towards the next sunspot minimum. There were no significant solar flares, but we did have geomagnetic disturbances, particularly at the beginning of the week. This was due to an ongoing high-speed solar wind stream moving past our planet. The solar wind speed was elevated above 600 kilometers per second with a south-pointing BZ component, meaning it more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field. The KP index hit 5 on occasion, sparking visible aurora in northern latitudes. These are not generally good conditions for long-distance HF contacts, although auroral contacts on the higher HF bands may be possible. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to be in the 90 to 95 region. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions may continue with this Sunday the 15th and next weekend looking the worst. But enough of doom and gloom. Mid-May should be a good opportunity for sporadic E on the upper HF bands from 20 metres up. Now for VHF and up propagation, there was some useful sporadic E and auroral propagation around last week, with some southern and western British Isles stations working Benin TY2 via 50 MHz multi-hop sporadic E, and quite a few auroral contacts noted on bands up to 144 MHz. Next week looks quieter at first with just weak jet streams, but perhaps a stronger and potentially more useful northwesterly jet stream propagating across Scotland into central Europe from midweek to lift hopes later. With high pressure showing on the charts after the weekend, we could be distracted by Tropo for a while. By the start of this weekend, high pressure will be building across western Britain from Iceland, but being a cold high means that any Tropo will be marginal, since the low-level air below the inversions will be dry and not provide much of a contrast to the dry air above. The main change during the week is that a warm high near the Azores will push a ridge towards southern Britain, and this time we may have moister air associated with it, so offers a chance of better Tropo, especially to the south across Biscay to Spain. For EME operators, the moon's declination is declining and losses are increasing, so early next week will be the last chance to work the D44 TVD gigahertz bands EME the expedition. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me also until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.